Chapter 5. B2 Exams. Exercise 2. First Listening. Part 2. You will hear a history teacher talking about the coming of the railways. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
I have always thought that one of the great achievements of the Industrial Revolution in Britain was the introduction of the railway. British engineers had been looking for a way to improve the transportation of coal for the new steam engines and to provide parts more efficiently for the new textile factories and then to distribute manufactured goods. Up to this time, canals had provided a cheap transportation system, but it was slow and restricted for geographical reasons. The first quarter of the 19th century saw numerous experiments in the field of railway transportation. And by 1825, George Stephenson had shown that a commercial railway was possible with his Stockton and Darlington line. From the very beginning, the railways showed their strength, as even on its first run, Stephenson's locomotive pulled 38 carriages of passengers and freight. Stephenson went on to open a railway line from Liverpool to Manchester in 1830, and in 1831, Isambard Kingdom Brunel, the most famous engineer of his time, began the construction of the line linking London to Bristol for the Great Western Railway. Passengers had been apprehensive of the new iron monster when it first appeared, but soon considerable numbers were using the railways. In the years from 1831 to 33, for example, the Liverpool to Manchester line carried a daily average of 1,100 people. Once it had begun, transportation by rail became increasingly popular, and Parliament authorised 8,000 miles of lines in the years from 1836 to 1847. By 1840, nearly 2,400 miles of railway track connected London with Birmingham, Manchester and Brighton. In spite of opposition from the canal companies, railways continued to expand. Directly or indirectly, the railways employed tens of thousands of engineers, mechanics, repairmen and technicians, as well as unskilled labourers. These labourers, called navvies, were often Irishmen fleeing the famine. And in 1848, an estimated 250,000 navvies were working on the railways. The railway had an important impact on the success of industrialisation, as the cheaper transportation costs reduced the prices of goods and allowed for a dramatic increase in demand. Railways were a quicker, cheaper and safer way to carry goods compared to roads or canals, and industrialists could bring raw materials to their factories and send finished goods to their markets more efficiently. The impact of the railways was not only a spur to the industrial progress, however, as its influence was felt in many areas of Victorian life. It suddenly meant people from a wide range of social backgrounds could travel greater distances for work or for leisure, and day trips to the country or the sea became fashionable. This led to the development of seaside resorts like Blackpool or Brighton. Fresh goods such as meat, fish, milk and vegetables were brought into towns from the countryside, and newspapers could be sent out from London all over the country. There was also an impact on housing and towns. Railway engineering towns like Swindon and Crewe grew up, and new housings centred around the railway stations appeared all over the country. It meant people could live further away from their place of work or even in another town. All in all, the changes brought about by the railways affected everyone, and the protests of those who wanted to preserve the countryside or objected to the smoke pollution were completely drowned out by the immediate and long-lasting advantages of railway travel.